Hundreds of people gathered in a parking lot at the VFW Hall on Market Street in Ballard in Seattle last night. Their message, we don't want a tent city here. The city has shortlisted the Market Street lot as a possible site for a homeless tent encampment. Two other sites in Soto and Magnolia have also been shortlisted. Felix Bunnell is a freelance reporter for KUOW. He was at the meeting in Ballard last night.
A couple dozen people spoke, and the basic premise is this process that the city used to shortlist these three sites, in particular this site in Ballard, was not transparent enough for most people. They feel like they weren't consulted, their concerns weren't addressed, they just sort of had this kind of revealed to them as a surprise a few weeks ago, and they feel kind of taken off guard, caught off guard by it.
Now, there's been homeless camps in Ballard before. There was one in a church parking lot. Why do they have an objection to a homeless camp in this particular location?
You know, several people said they're not against homeless people, they're not against homeless encampments, but they feel that this site is not a good place because it's right on Market Street. There's a tavern on one side. There's neighbors who live right behind this lot in big condos. And then right next door is this parking lot where the meeting was. It's for the VFW hall. And the VFW hall, they use their building as an event rental space. They rent it out, I don't know how many times a year, but they make a lot of income from it and support their programs. And they feel that if there's a tent city right next door, that people won't want to have their, you know, their wedding receptions or their quinceañeras or those sorts of things right next to a homeless encampment. I talked to a guy at the VFW hall. His name's Harold Rodenberger. He's the quartermaster for the VFW post. And what he told me echoed pretty much what I heard from everyone at the public meeting.
They chose this without telling anybody. Not that I dislike homeless people, and I think homeless encampments are fine, but they should be in a non-residential area, which the city says they would do. But if you look up right behind the location here, there are five apartment condo complexes up there that are certainly right next door to the homeless, proposed homeless encampment.
Pretty much everyone said that this tent city is not in the right spot and they want to see the process opened up again. And City Council Member Mike O'Brien was there and he pretty much promised that. He said he's going to do all he can to make sure that there's an honest and sincere dialogue about what makes the most sense to do.
Was there much talk about what's actually going to be at this tent city location?
Well, there was no official advocate for tent cities speaking and describing how a tent city would be operated. Several of the public commenters said, oh, I live near the one at a church and it was terrible. And I mean, they sort of had their own sort of anecdotal information. But I mean, if I was running that meeting and I was advocating for this tent city, I would have had someone there saying, you know, here's how tent cities are really run. You know, there's X number of people. They have their own internal rules. Drugs and alcohol are forbidden. You know, they work very closely with community members to address concerns. I didn't hear any of that last night.
Now, it was interesting to me that they held this meeting, kind of an ad hoc meeting sponsored by the Ballard Chamber of Commerce, when next week there's going to be a more official city meeting. Why did the Ballardites want to rush in and have this meeting first?
I think that's a pretty good indicator of how upset people are. They don't want to wait. I mean, they invited the mayor, they invited the head of the Department of Planning and Development, and they invited Councilmember O'Brien. He's the only one who showed up. So there are these two empty chairs next to the council member. It said a lot about what was really going on. And, you know, you hear a lot of complaints about the Seattle process, but this was, you know, this was people taking civic matters into their own hands. And I think it was pretty cool. And there will be this meeting next week, which the mayor or an official representative will be at. But this people got the stuff off their chest and got to tell Councilmember O'Brien what they thought.
What do you think is going to happen when the city officially starts to look at this site in Ballard that's been the subject of a protest?
Well, it's a pretty sophisticated group that put together the meeting last night. I think there's some former city employees. There's people who really know what they're doing. I'll be surprised if a tent city goes into this spot, frankly. I think the city will probably have to reopen the process and be more transparent in getting down from those 135 sites down to just these three. Hard to say what the mayor's office will do, but I can't recall a time in recent history where something like this was sort of railroaded through or was perceived as being railroaded through and actually happened. I think they're going to have to pull back and redo the process and maybe not exactly start from scratch, but just be more transparent as they go forward.
That's Felix Bunnell, freelance reporter for KUOW. The mayor's office is holding an official meeting about homeless encampments. That's going to be on August 12th at Leif Erickson Hall in Ballard.